This is Triple R Midday News with Lauren Musket
and Claudia Long. Unions are attempting to overturn the Fair Work Commission's move to cut penalty rates, with an appeal that's opened in the federal court. In July, Sunday rates were cut by an initial 5%, with further cuts scheduled for the next financial year. Hospitality union United Voice is leading the appeal before a full court, along with the National Retail Union, the SDA. United Voice National Secretary Joanne Schofield says if the appeal is successful, it could spell trouble for the federal government.
I think it will show how greatly the federal government is out of step on this issue, as they have been over the last few years. They have failed time and time again to come out and express any support for workers affected by these penalty rate cuts. So they will have a case to answer if our appeal is upheld.
The hearing is expected to run until Thursday.
Australia says an armed conflict with North Korea is avoidable, despite a sharp ramping up of rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. North Korea's foreign minister has accused President Donald Trump of declaring war, saying his country reserves the right to take aggressive countermeasures. But Australia's foreign minister, Julie Bishop, has told the ABC there is nothing inevitable about a slide into war.
Obviously, if North Korea were to follow through on its rhetoric and attack, there would be a retaliation. The consequences would be obvious. But there is a lot of work going on behind the scenes to ensure that the strategy of diplomatic, political and economic pressure does bring North Korea to the negotiating table.
Today is World Contraceptive Day to raise awareness about safe sex. According to the UN, allowing women to choose whether, when and how many children they have achieves global social progress. Simon Ruse from the Victorian AIDS Council says sexual health awareness is important for all members of the community.
Access to condoms is particularly important if you're looking at it from a HIV perspective, not only for LGBTI people but also so for heterosexual people, remembering that globally HIV is actually a disease that affects heterosexual people more than it affects gay men. Particularly across the third world, it's a disease that affects women of colour.
Drivers in Melbourne's inner north are being targeted as part of a mobile phone blitz by police. Motorists in Carlton, North Melbourne and Parkville are clearly in the sight of law enforcement in a bid to stop drivers from calling and texting. Almost 100 motorists have already been caught and fined as part of Operation Viejo. TAC Road Safety Director Samantha Cofield says the crackdown is necessary in slower traffic areas where drivers are more confident about texting.
It's a highly risky activity for both ourselves as drivers, but also the community who we're sharing the road with. 2 seconds eyes on the phone instead of on the road doubles your crash risk.
The operation will conclude in October.
A mural of the AFL's best player has popped up in Richmond overnight. The Dustin Martin mural on Alfred Street in Richmond appeared after he polled a record 36 votes at the Brownlow medal count last night. The graffiti art shows Martin with a tight fist, arm raised in celebration with a winning grin. City of Yarra councillor Daniel Nguyen says the mural increases community feeling within the area.
I think what it does, it just adds to the atmosphere. Sort of, I'm a big footy fan and I've never seen anything like it in my time supporting Richmond, so I think it's really good.
An American biologist has developed a device that can read people's minds by detecting their brain waves. Known as brain fingerprinting, the technology can potentially detect deception. Deakin University candidate in criminal law, Paul McGorry, says this technology is unreliable as it can be tricked and its use without consent violates basic human rights.
What I argue is a new right that should exist in Australia is a right to freedom of thought, a right not to have others interfere with, alter or steal our thoughts.
And in sport, Australia at this year's Invictus Games in Toronto have won 3 gold and 2 bronze medals in the first day of competition. Discus competitors Danielle Close and Melissa Roberts picked up a gold and a bronze medal respectively in the women's IF4 final. Queenslander Michael Lydiard earned 2 gold medals for his efforts in the men's IT6 100 and 400 metre sprint finals. And Nathan Parker received a bronze medal in the men's IT3 100 metre final.
To Melbourne's weather, a mostly sunny afternoon with light winds and bayside sea breezes. Cloud increasing during the evening, the chance for shower around midnight. A top of 17 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a top of 22. This has been Triple R Midday News with Lauren Musket
and Claudia Long.